Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a weird moment for me because everyone, I'm glad you're all sitting. I rarely admit that I'm wrong. I was wrong about Coldplay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you didn't.
I never really liked Coldplay. I thought they were weak sauce.
I feel like you didn't really know.
Yellow, I was like,
you only knew like two of their songs off the top of your head. But then once you got there, you're like, oh, I know that one.
Oh my God, I was singing along to everything.
Yeah.
What a showman Chris Martin is. Like, wow.
Yeah.
They're incredible live.
I do have a quick tangent because there's a controversial video going around. Something happened at the show last night that we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a quick behind the scenes Slacker Show moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting my watch on before I left the studio to go to the show. And Erica goes, oh, you acting like you don't remember this?
Oh, I remember.
She's like, did you put on all those bracelets?
I don't talk like that.
Because Chris Martin wears bracelets? How come you're wearing so many bracelets? I'm like, I wear these bracelets. Really? You didn't do it just because Chris Martin wears bracelets?
I actually led that conversation with, is that what you're wearing?
Yeah, she did start there. I was wearing a Be a Good Person shirt. She's like, is that what you're wearing? And I was like, what?
I didn't. And then I was like you always
wear those bracelets.
I didn't realize you always wore those bracelets. I don't really look at you that intently.
So it's like the accusation is that I go and look at, oh, I'm going to see Jelly Roll tonight. I should draw some crap on my face. Like, that's what you thought. I put bracelets on to go.
It was not an accusation.
What would you call that?
People do dress up for shows now.
If you're going to Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Harry Styles,
Pitbull,
it's a costume, Pitbull. It's a costume.
I don't have to do anything for Pitbull.
Yeah, it's a suit on.
Is it because, correct me if I'm wrong, you two have probably both gone to concerts with at least the inkling in the back of your mind, like, they might see me.
Oh, my God. The Jonas Brothers growing up?
Right?
I was like, oh.
They don't see, are you being serious? You think they think
it's,
like that?
It's at least, it's
happening. I legit used to think Nick is going to spot me in the crowd and fall in love with me based on what I'm wearing. And it was just like the dumb, do you remember the like monkey character?
Paul Frank?
Yeah. And I was like, Nick is going to love Paul Frank.
Nick probably would love Paul Frank at that time. I used to think that Niall Horan and I were going to get married.
Yeah. You hear what they're saying?
We were both Nick girls.
Yeah.
But you've never thought that.
I'm more of a Joe girl now.
You've never thought, oh, they'll spot me.
Ever. Like, the fact that you're saying it out loud, that you've observed it and thought of it, like, that's absurd to me. And it's even more absurd that they thought it.
We were like 13-year-old girls. That's what we did.
Now I'm just dressing up to have fun.
Yes.
I don't think that Chris Martin is going to be like, I just broke up with Dakota. You over there.
Yeah.
The one with next to the guy with the bracelets.
I see him. Yeah. Nice.
Cool bracelets.
But I will say this. He did do that a bunch last night.
Because he would take them off and hand them out, right?
No, he would go like,
wait, he was
white shirt, up at the top. No, he would go like, white shirt, I see you.
Oh.
It's like, person in like all pink over there, I see
or
you.
Or like the flags, he would call out where people were from.
Oh, do you think that like white shirt up top, like someone's
wearing a white shirt up there? Yeah, no,
it's
pretty easy.
I see you, I don't know, it's kind of a big stadium.
Yes. Guy with the bracelets in the hole.
Okay, so here's one of the things that happened last night.
Yeah.
Like, how would we set this up? Like, he...
Okay, he saw someone in the crowd.
With a sign that said, this is my first concert, or my first
This is my first concert and it's magic. Can I sing it with you?
There we go. Mm.
Does this happen at other Coldplay shows? That's what I was wondering.
I was wondering that as well. Okay. Because there was also a time where he brought a security guard on stage and then they put like the alien helmet on him. And then
the security guard danced. That was no way a security guard.
It wasn't. It was definitely a
that
performer.
That dude cut. He just stood there and didn't move for the longest time. You're like, oh man, this is kind of weird. And then all of a sudden it kicks in.
Because
it's like
he said,
a rave.
Like, you're free.
Yeah.
And then the guy just starts.
Wow.
You guys are losing me. This sounds weird.
No, but it was
definitely the weirdest part of it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to like ruin things for people, but some things you see at stadiums are fake.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. when you're at like an Avs game and then, or like, there's a new Rocky at a Nuggets game and it's like, he walks by and somebody's wearing the opposing team's jersey and then he trips and dumps popcorn all over him. That dude's a plant. Like, he didn't just do that to a random fan. Yeah. That dude is being paid.
There'd be lawsuits and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, or they're going through the crowd and everybody's dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe. And then there's just one dude who crushes it and gets on the rail and stuff. That dude's paid.
That's gotta be real.
No, it's not. And so that security guard was another example.
Well, and a band like Coldplay, because I've seen Drake, and my friend has seen him multiple times, and every stop he's like, man, I'm telling you, this is the best stop. Like, and a band as big as Coldplay, they know all those tricks.
He's like, come on, Denver.
Yeah.
He said something about El Paso in the middle, and I was like, did he just screw up?
No, because we powered El Paso. That's the next one. They use a lot of renewable energy. So there were trampolines and bikes in the back and people would get on them and they would be recharging the stuff. And then that goes to the next city. I'm not even joking. Vegas powered Denver.
What?
And then Denver powered.
So
that is so cool.
Yeah. That was part of the concert. I could have gone and just jumped up and down on a trampoline.
And you could have powered the next concert guy with the bracelets.
Yeah. Instead you just stood there.
And a war bracelet.
Notice me, Chris.
Okay. Do we have time to get into this other thing? We're going to come back in a second. I think we're going to come back in a second.
Okay.
But this video, somebody got on stage. Mm-hmm. The short version is somebody got on stage and it wasn't a plant. This wasn't like the security guard.
Oh, okay.
This was very real and it's become sort of controversial. Have I said controversial enough? It was controversial.
Okay.
We'll explain what happened next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're geeking out about the Coldplay concert last night, and something happened on stage. We were starting to describe it a second ago. A kid was holding up a sign.
Yes.
That said, It's my first Coldplay concert.
It's my first concert and it's magic. Can I sing it with you?
Okay.
Mm. Which?
Adorable.
Mm,
and I think the kid was like 11-ish.
Okay.
He didn't know it was going to be magic when he made the sign.
Right? T-Hack. Magic is the name of one of their songs.
I know, but you don't know the show's going to be magic.
You do.
Right?
At Coldplay.
I see what you're doing. Also, if I'm bringing back my youth and like when I went to do the derby cars in Boy Scouts and like you had to make your own car and I like shaved it with the whatever and you put the wheels on, then you get to the derby and guys have like open wheel Indy cars and everything. You're like, yeah, you made that. Yeah. Your dad made that.
Right.
That was the first thing I noticed.
That sign was made by like cherubs and yes, the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure.
So Chris doesn't bring the kid on stage.
No, he did.
He brought the kid and the mom on stage.
Kind of. Because so he brought the kid on stage, said, you come on up. The mom followed and Chris on the mic goes, do you want your mom up here? Do you want her up with you?
So awkward to begin.
Literally called her out.
And the kid said yes?
The kid said yes.
Okay.
Because he knows his mom would beat him to within like an inch of his life.
Yeah. Because this was all planned by them, and not by Coldplay.
Here's the other thing that you need to understand. There's a huge stage where Coldplay is playing, and then there's a long runway and a little stage out front. This is all happening on that little stage out front. Mm-hmm. So you're in the crowd.
Yeah.
You are
in the middle of
70,000 plus people. Jeez. It is a ton of pressure, and all he's got is a piano. Mm-hmm. So like Chris is sitting at the piano, the kid is next to him, and the mom is next to him, all on the little piano bench.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe what happens next, Aaron.
Well, so they start singing and the boy is so shy. He was so cute. He did a great job. And the mom said, I'm going to do better. She did.
She took over.
She had awkwardly a great voice, but it was almost uncomfortable.
It was like, I saw the video on Aaron's TikTok. It was like she was auditioning.
Yeah.
Or the voice.
She was doing the thing that you guys talked about. Like
she sat down and immediately did a hair flip.
Yep.
And was like, this is my moment. I'm going to get noticed today.
Well, so I wasn't there, but I would guess that would be her moment.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not your moment. But Chris was bringing her son on stage.
Out of the times you get a chance to perform in front of 70,000 people, that's like every other day or once.
You don't think it's weird that she inserted herself in that situation?
It was definitely further than like I'm going up to support my kid. It was overshadowing.
It was.
And granted, being on stage with Coldplay, I'm sure that is absolutely amazing. And I would love to take advantage of that opportunity. But know your place.
Here's the weird thing. This concert was here. So I feel a little weird that this woman may be listening right now.
If she is, I'd love to hear what was going through her mind.
Yeah.
Because maybe she's like, I had no idea.
Or maybe she thought singing louder would help her son because he was really shy.
Look at us all backing down as soon as I made it real that she's listening.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
I fully know she might be listening. And she probably is like, people have been telling me all day that was weird.
I was a bad mom.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody feels the way we feel?
The comments that are on my TikTok,
They do?
They're going harder.
Because it read like
the mom took
mom.
The spotlight. The mom was making me so uncomfortable. Mom saw the press and was gonna try to get hers.
The press being that he and Dakota broke up.
The mom stealing her son's thunder. Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit ago about some of this stuff as plants, like as part of a bigger show. And it does seem very risky for a band like Coldplay to be in front of 70,000 people and go, random, you, come up and sing.
I know.
And it's like,
I know.
Are we sure?
Do you think it's a plan?
That it wasn't a plan?
I don't.
Because that's so, such
because
a big risk.
Because he only wanted the kid, and the kid, was not good at singing. Like,
he was so shy.
Heard the kid.
I don't know.
But that's why it's such a big risk to go, you've got a great sign.
I know,
sing.
I get it.
Because,
right. I've seen Keith Urban, like, my YouTube algorithm is just like weird thing. Like, Keith Urban, like, somebody holds up, like, let me play guitar on a thing, and you're like, oh my God, you're really going to take your guitar
or, like,
off.
The Foo Fighters do that
too. And then the kid shreds.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
And you think that's a plan.
Like, he had to, like.
You don't believe in spontaneity or fun or magic.
The risk. I think probably Keith Urban's people are like, look at this kid. go find his Instagram page, scroll through, see if he's like shreds.
City he's in.
Like,
yeah,
they have to know. He can't get up there and like ping pong. Yeah. It would be awful.
He holds it like a violin.
It was horrible. So I don't know what happened with that kid.
Okay, then even more so, I hope this mom calls us, because now I want to know if it was a plant or not.
Yeah. And if anyone else was at the show, too, I want to hear what they think, too. You can text in 303-222-5423.
Are we going to put the... So the video right now is on TikTok, but we're going to put it up on our socials. Totally. And like, I just, in the middle of this, the whole time I'm thinking, she's a Karen, she's a pageant mom, she's a bad person, and now I'm starting to go... It was like...
It's not about being a bad person.
No, you used your son, cute little son, to get on stage, and then you like, step aside, this is my moment. But if that's not how it read to everybody, then I feel like a jerk.
Was he not rocking it? And so did she save him from embarrassment?
That's kind of what I was thinking originally until I saw these comments.
They like, all had to share a mic.
If your daughter got
caught. They did.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.